Treasure Trove, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Much of the material at the Smithsonian National Postal Museum in Washington comes from the U.S. Postal Service, but there's a wealth of other material that belongs on display there and isn't. It's at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, locked away from public view. For 111 years, the Treasury Agency printed nearly all U.S. stamps and still has in its possession the hand-engraved dies that were used. The Bureau also has preliminary and final drawings and other material, even design notes written by President Franklin Roosevelt, who collected stamps. They're used occasionally to print souvenir cards and, once in a while, a new U.S. stamp. The Bureau will answer stamp collectors' questions if asked, but many probably don't even know these historical items exist. It took Bill McAllister of Lynn Stamp News months to arrange to see this material. The Postal Service stopped using BEP to print its stamps 10 years ago. Other printers were less expensive and more flexible. The Bureau didn't seem to have much interest in new printing techniques. The Bureau is still producing U.S. currency and an occasional engraved stamp, and it says these historic stamp materials will stay in its vault. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.